You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit,
God. Yeah, nice get
washed up. Shit, I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Doing the best I can with it.
Got my man Monk Money missing in action. I don't know where that nigga at, though.
Money.
Got my nigga Lowdown back in the building. What up, though? He on camera this time, so y'all get to see him and shit, drinking his porters and shit.
What's going on, Eastside?
And then we got a guest in the building, man. We got Diamond Mommy in the building. What up, though?
Yeah, this fall is Diamond. You know I be birthing them jewels. Come with it.
She got bars. She's an artist, though. So yeah, we gonna get into that though, right? So we met Diamond Mommy. I like saying the whole thing.
Yeah, no, wonderful.
We met her at the premiere. Fuck, I can't say this shit.
I was there.
Premiere on Friday. Yeah. So shout out to my man Chuck, Lester.
Lester.
Crazy ass fucking movie, dog.
Yeah.
Crazy ass movie. That's something you can't guess. Like, what the hell was happening? Like.
So, shout out to my dog, man, doing his thing and shit, dog. So, we met her there. She came on to kick it. We'll just talk a little shit, dog. We're going to talk about some toxic women. We're going to talk about Jada today.
Yes.
We're going to talk about fucking the Lions, nigga. We're going to talk about...
Oh, shout out Lions. No, yeah.
But then also, we got to talk about Colorado blowing the fucking 29-point lead.
Yeah.
Sick about that shit, dog. So, yeah. We're going to talk about that.
That was Saturday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Friday night.
Fuck me all up. I was kind of mad about that shit, but it's all good. We're going to get into all of that.
Friday night.
But first, we got to do our first couple of segments, dog. Tubi Movie Monday, man. You already know what that is, dog. We're going to give a salute to... a Tubi movie that we find specifically interesting, dog. And then we go spin the block and give a shout out to some local podcast, dog. So let's go ahead and get into it, dog. Tubi Movie Monday, dog. You know what it is. Let's go. Tubi Movie Monday, dog. So look, this last weekend, dog, I was watching Tubi because I do that shit all weekend. That's what the fuck
you
I do.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
I ain't got shit else to do, dog. So Tubi Movie Monday this week. I want to give a shout out to Serial Cheater, dog. Serial Cheater, that shit got my man Chris in. I can't remember Chris' last name, but Chris a dog ass actor, dog. I gave him a shout out a couple weeks ago, dog, because his acting has just steadily progressed. So Serial Cheater is about this dude who's a serial cheater, obviously, but then he ended up falling in love and shit. Basically, Boomerang mixed with Love Jones, dog. Like, the shit was good, though. So shout out to them. I think. I don't know who the fuck directed the film, so I'm sorry. So if you are listening to this right now, go ahead and just tag whoever wrote and directed this film. But Serial Cheater is our vote for this week for Tubi Movie Monday, dog. So check that shit out on Tubi. Lester will be on that motherfucker soon, though, for sure.
Who was our, though? Who voted for it? Who was the Rotten Tomatoes?
I did. I choose that shit, dog.
I chose it.
Okay. All right, so we got one more segment, dog. We got to spin the block real quick. Go give a shout out to a local podcast. Get them some love, man. Let's do it.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you. Send that side.
So this week, I'll do a little something different, dog. We're going to give a shout out to two podcasts, man. So shout out to the Connected Experience podcast and also Shop Talk podcast. Shout out to both of them. They put on the Urban Podcast Summit last night, so that shit was dope. Met a lot of podcasters from around the area, dog, so that was a good event. So shout out to both of them doing their thing, dog. Shop Talk podcast, as well as the twins over at the Connected Experience, dog. Shout out to both of them. Yeah, dope shit, dog. Urban Podcast Summit last night. That shit was legit. So we represented for E-Block, dog. Me and Shy was in the building, so we kicked it with everybody. That shit was cool.
Show us some love. Show us some love.
For sure. All right, let's get to it, dog. Let's. What you want to get into first, dog? You want to fuck around with them Lions and shit? What you want
to
do?
Yeah, shout out to Lions. Lions, yeah.
So first of all, let me ask y'all.
I ain't going to buy no jersey yet.
The guests in the building. Let me ask y'all. Was y'all Lions fans before this?
I was.
All right. Cause I was.
Not me.
You know, them bullshit
I
Lions fans.
I was.
I didn't watch them.
Yeah, I was.
I don't play the parlay.
You don't play the parlay, though.
See, and I think that's what really got me watching now is because of the parlay. Everybody betting. I said that's why they winning because they thought the Lions wasn't gonna win, so they making money off the, you know. I'm telling you.
I think we seen this before, but I'm gonna wait. I got.
I don't think we seen 5-1 before, but I don't think we seen them. I don't think we seen the attitude, the energy. Yeah,
oh,
I don't
man.
Think we seen that.
With that mask, come on now. They blew it.
Like I said, I was a Lions fan when they was 0-16.
For sure. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I
and it's cool. It's cool if niggas is new fans.
For
it's
sure.
Cool.
No, damn that. Damn that.
Damn, oh.
You can be a new fan.
No, okay. Damn a new fan.
You
all
can
right?
be a new fan.
Fuck
why not?
That.
You can be a new fan, though.
No, man, because these motherfuckers, when the Lions was getting their ass kicked, I had to endure the shit talking every fucking week.
I'm with every you on that. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
You
I got your back on
seen
that.
This before.
You can go back and look at text messages, email.
We
arguing
this.
Back
yeah.
and forth with motherfuckers. I was with them during the struggle.
They did
I
do, good.
So
I,
don't
have
want
one,
no
I do
fans.
Have one thing to say, though.
I don't want no new fans.
I do have one thing to say.
What?
I am a new fan of Jared Goff. I wasn't.
Yes.
Me either. Me
so
either.
I give you that. I wasn't.
Yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, the motherfucker.
Because Stafford disappointed
he's getting. He's getting way. He. First of all, let me say this. He way better than he was when he was in L.A. Let's just say that.
Stafford sure. and Goff is the same quarterback in my opinion.
I can't tell.
Well, Goff arm not as good. We had this conversation.
Yeah, I just feel bad because Stafford won the Super Bowl when he left, so I hated Goff.
Oh, yeah, that really.
Like,
yeah,
that
pissed everybody off.
You know
I agree.
Like, how you going to go there and get them a Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm still a Stafford fan.
I told him that.
I am too, though. I'm a Stafford fan, but I was pissed that he left us and got
it. Get hit.
So
let me say, you ain't got to be a fan from before as long as you a fan now.
Man, fuck all y'all bandwagon fans, man. I had to endure this shit by myself. I want to continue to endure it by myself.
Melatonin this morning.
Melatonin. You said the nigga already moving slow.
Yeah.
No, damn
move
that.
No slower. Exactly.
Need right. Pluto water.
Damn that,
Pluto.
Man.
What the fuck is you talking about?
That Fred Sanford.
And you know what? I ain't heard shit from D. Williams in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God. Did y'all see?
What happened?
That touchdown.
Oh, you excited?
Yeah. Oh, I'm.
You actually watched the game?
I watch the game every week.
Oh,
yes.
But you wasn't watching it before, though.
Yeah, I was.
You
no,
just
I
wasn't
was
a fan.
No, I was.
Oh,
I was
you
the
was
fan.
A fan.
Yes,
oh, okay,
yes.
You was a fan.
I watched all those losing games. I even had parties. And
yeah.
We was there like that cussing, shit sucked, cussing the other team out like.
Hey, I was watching the. Did you see the Giants game last night?
No,
they blew that shit. The Giants trashed. But I'm just saying, like looking at they press conference, remind me of watching Lions games. Like having to defend the loss.
Right.
Like that shit reminded me of that.
No, I ain't heard from D. Will in 6 weeks.
No, he ain't gonna say nothing.
Well, where the fuck are you, bruh?
He ain't gonna say nothing.
I had to hear
you. He probably listening right now.
I know he is. I had to hear your motherfucker.
And you know what? Test tube, baby. Get out of it.
Where you at, man?
Tell him I said it. Yeah, there you go. Angry man mad at you.
No, what you about to say, Laura?
Oh, you know that Miami quarterback?
Yeah, Tua.
I can't say
his whole name. She
and is that his brother that played Saturday in the college? They won.
Shit,
he got the same
got
last name.
Shit, gotta be, because that's a weird ass name. So
I know it, man.
Tua Gagliola. I don't can't see it.
Yeah,
say
don't mess up your diploma.
He got a little brother. I ain't know that. Did you know?
Yeah, he played.
He was playing pretty good actually, though.
I mean,
I ain't seen his brother. Who he play for?
You know what?
One of them college
orange.
Teams,
yeah, that's
this nigga said they was orange.
Orange,
yeah. You know all the orange.
Yeah. Hey, sorry to hear that. Hey, I went to public school, man.
Right,
yeah,
nigga, we all did. Fuck you, man.
Hey, I should have got it online. I'm gonna told you. What you laughing at, diamond in the rough?
Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
College football, though. Did you see the game? You see the Colorado game?
Oh, you see Michigan?
Nah.
Yeah, you Michigan State. Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with Michigan and shit, but it's just Colorado. I just wasn't.
It was too many on.
29.
I had
came
to go to
Friday
the liquor store. I had to go to the liquor store. That was diamond. Yeah, I had to go to the liquor store. I couldn't keep up with it.
Period.
They be on all day, sir.
Why would you put yourself through that, waste time and money, energy on a losing team?
Oh, well.
I mean, shit, that's what we do.
Live here, man. Yeah. Get the fuck up.
Oh, is he talking about the Lions?
Yeah.
You got to
get up off him.
Yeah, Son of Liberty, you didn't fuck with the guests.
Yes, you
can't
piss her off.
You
the
must not be from the D.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The seed was planted. It had to grow. Now they in a growing stage, so leave them alone.
Hey, we say that every year, though.
For real,
we do.
Growing
this
now.
Yeah, we do.
This our season. We say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
that. They got Diamond Mama.
No,
for real. Don't do that. Don't come for him.
Yeah,
I'm coming for your neck.
Don't come for our jerseys that I ain't bought yet. I'm waiting on wild card. Yeah.
My man Bo checking in. What up, though, Bo?
What up, Bo? All
right, so look, we about to get into our for real shit, though, and I know he going to tap out now because he hate when we talk about celebrity news, but we got to talk
about it.
My man Bo and shit checking in right now. What up, though? Big fella. So listen, dog, we got to talk a little bit about Jada, dog.
All right, let's go.
I mean, because it's in the news, and we got a female in the studio today, so we'll get her point on it. My thing though is just talking about toxic women and shit. But
anyway,
yeah. Now, all right. So the thing is, now she say that they've been separated since 2016 and shit.
Yeah.
Then she come up with this story about, well, I don't know if it's a story or not, but she says that Tupac fucking proposed to her while he was in prison and shit, right?
She been in love with him.
So all of this
since
shit
she
is,
met him.
Yeah, so all this shit is in a book. But like my thing is like, why is you just publicly airing out my dog right now, dog? Like this
about Will,
yeah,
your
man.
Dog.
Yeah, like wait a don't minute. Do that.
Wait,
why
wait a minute.
Why is she doing that?
Let her live in her truth. See, they think women gotta be this type of person. But let me let you know now, me and my husband have been separated since 2016, and we still live together, so
and
you would never know.
Him.
But I'm running like Jada. You ain't gotta know my business. We gonna still take care of our kids, and when you see us, you gonna think it's
and I'm taking your money. Get him.
Hello.
I mean, get him.
All day.
And then you gonna write a book about all the shit
already,
that went on.
I'm already working on it.
Hey, I be the.
But why would you? But why would you do that though?
It's my truth. I can't tell my truth.
Cause I sat there over my legs. You get him.
Thank
get
you.
Him.
Once
get
that, once the sunshine has
been.
Well,
Lord, I don't want to hear that shit.
Once the sunshine has been placed in your life, it's over.
The sunshine, you're gonna
see
that.
Yeah, I know y'all seen Harlem Nights. Yeah, we ain't even gotta go deep.
Even though I lost my hair and you love my weave and you got $100 million, I want half of it.
Period.
And our children are half not and half not. Yeah.
First of all, I'm just not gonna agree to this shit though. I'm not gonna agree to no woman.
She wanted children with Tupac.
I ain't gonna agree to no woman just putting dog on blast like that. It's just
constant.
What you mean? Why is it? Why? She basically airing out the whole idea that she's been in love with a whole other nigga the whole time.
He knew it.
But he should be thankful because they didn't know it during the time. She like, shit, it's damn near over now.
She said that he should be thankful.
Yes.
Hey, man, do you hear this shit?
Yes.
I'm awake.
Do you hear this shit?
I'm awake.
He had Jada.
He should be thankful.
Yes, he should.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yes, I'm awake. It is.
I'm awake.
You don't agree, A-Bo.
Hell, fuck no, I don't agree, dog. That's some bullshit. Awake. Don't get on there airing out shit. If you want to put it in the book, that's fine. Cause make a nigga read
that. You
think
she lying?
I think she lying about the Tupac shit.
Oh, you think she
lied? Oh, what? They grew up together. She know him.
I grew up with a lot of bitches. I ain't proposed to him. The fuck that mean?
Oh.
What did that mean? Like,
they know not. They know not.
Right. You stupid though.
They know not.
No, I think that shit. I don't know about that one.
I propose.
And
like
even
that.
And even if it is though, like why tell that though? When everybody know that there's an issue with that shit, like
publicity.
Why would you say that?
I need to be in the limelight right now.
And that shit is not worth.
But my hair not growing.
You stupid.
Yes, I did today.
I got alopecia. Yeah.
Alopecia.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I went to bus school. Down some damn way. That's Jada, go sit your ass down some damn.
Oh, Jada,
simple
go sit down the red table. Go,
go sit your ass down some damn way.
I agree with Diamond here.
This is the man. And he an Aries too.
Yeah.
They want sit your ass down. Did you hear how he said it?
Yeah.
Go sit your ass
like
down.
Controlling. And look at you. You're going to come back
controlling.
With it.
That's not controlling. Look, if you don't want to be with me, don't be with me. Don't put my business out in the goddamn street.
Exactly.
Go over there and sit down some goddamn way.
But your verbiage, you hear the verbiage, he said go get and it. He pointed his finger, but it just
there.
Goes
get
to
it.
Show
get
the
it.
Control men think they have over
get it.
So
it.
His mentality
control
of
I don't control women.
Get it.
I don't
get
control
it.
Women. I control my situation, and you talking about my business is my situation.
So
don't talk about me. You don't want to be with me? Shut the fuck up and go over there and sit down.
See, I like this verbiage because this is proving my
can
point.
I say
what point? Don't
can
talk.
I, can I help?
No.
Can I help?
Yeah.
Can I
help? Sorry, what
Samuel,
point?
What'd you say?
Did you see his...
Look, yeah, I know, I don't break, I'll break down too. Give me some tissue too, I'll break down.
Anything will break down too. Yeah, somebody.
No. Look here, and from a nigga point of view, why did I even choose her out of everything?
I don't like that shit because I'm not going to talk about you once I'm done with you.
You need, oh, I will.
You need a couple
if
dollars.
You talk about me. No, I'm not giving you no money.
You need a couple dollars.
And then this too though. Like,
go ahead.
So after the whole situation at the Oscars and shit, why she didn't say something about them not really being together then?
Oh. Why did he slap Chris Rock?
We're gonna go there. We're gonna go. It has to be scheduled and make money off of.
Why are you mad at Chris? Yeah, you right.
Right on time.
Like I said, you need a couple dollars. I get that. We got kids together and we were married. And you just.
If the publicist stopped there for airing the story, what you think that's about?
So fame and money is two different things. So I'm saying some people just want to hear their name. And
you think the publicist give a fuck about fame? She in there for the money.
But no, not Jada, though. So I'm saying I'm pretty sure her publicist know what she want and give you what this is what you got to do. You feel? I mean, that too. But if everybody talking about you, it's a high to certain people.
First of all, let me just say this then, all right?
Obviously,
there is a tight situation in that bitch because if they ain't been together since 2016 and this man still felt that he had the need to go hit a motherfucker on stage, then there's something else going on there.
Well, what about that rapper she was with?
I don't give a fuck what he said about her at this point.
What if that was set up too?
What about that rapper she was with? They been cheating on each other. The rapper, he had a tattoo. Yeah, what about that?
What's his name?
Singer.
You talking about
singer or rapper? Yeah, there you go. Don't want to bring that.
The young guy.
Yeah. And what Will Smith, boy, he was with somebody. Okay. And he slapped. He gonna slap Chris. Oh, fuck, because Chris told the. Okay, anyway.
So you said that was a setup?
Yeah, come on. You're here. At an award show.
Come on.
Make that make sense. Think it's not security or nothing. They let that man walk straight up there and slap just even to get on stage. Like,
yeah.
They was to talk about two, 3 months.
Make that make sense for me, though.
In a minute, they said they ain't going to be able to go to the award show.
That was that man's pure reaction.
You think so?
Why? Fuck yeah.
Over the
because his whole relationship with Jada is fucked up, and it finally just boiled over.
Why did he do that
in front of the whole world?
If you don't think so, ask most of the niggas in jail, and the motherfuckers who was left behind for the niggas who did, because they all acted like that over some pussy.
If that's the key, yeah.
Yeah.
The sunshine.
Since you brought that up, Q. The one at receiving hospital, they got him, the one that dressed like a girl that killed her at receiving hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they got him and he pleaded guilty. He got 35 to 65. Yeah. And he dressed not like.
This nigga crazy, though. That's what I'm saying. So, like, dudes, that's what I'm saying. That shit is like a pure reaction.
90% of the women in jail is what I tell my constituents. 90% of the...
90%. He worse than Muck with these goddamn...
Of the niggas in jail is over a woman. The other 10% is over drugs. The 5% is over drugs. And the other 5 is over bullshit. But they over women, man. I let the women go.
Really?
I ain't say that.
Let it go. I'm gonna say, goddamn,
I ain't finna hunt you down. Why?
That's true. Let it go. A lot of people
I've
are too attached.
Well, first of all, I didn't ask you anime.
I'm not throwing my life away with no ass.
Anna Boo?
Yeah.
Can't call you anime. This ain't the limo. We ain't in the limo. That's outside. You had to move it.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, son of Liberty on your head, low down.
Yeah.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Say what? He said, how's your name low down and you a simp?
I'm a retired pimp.
Yeah.
I've been on pimping kid. Tell her don't bring me back to pimping. Yo, but go ahead. Go ahead.
How your name low down and you a simp?
And that went out of double catch. I agree.
Come on, okay, son.
I'm ready. Take it back. Don't let her get you.
Don't
worry about it.
I ain't want to mess up.
Come on, son. Oh, okay.
I mean, just if you want to, and if you want to make it worse, it's a white dude.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
Lester.
Hey, look, he had a response for that shit.
It's a Lester. Now you need to
know. That's bullshit there. And that movie threw me off. I ain't going to tell about it.
We can't tell about it.
That shit threw me off.
Watch it so you would know what he's talking about. You a Lester. Don't get off the board.
But I just want to get back to this. Diamond Mommy.
Yes.
You say that this is it's okay. You condone what she's doing.
Yes, I do.
I just don't.
Wow. Freedom of speech. Okay, because she's not sharing something that she's not involved in. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say if she said, oh, I seen Will do this, or he like guys, what they be saying. But she was telling about an experience they had. So that's both of their business, correct?
Okay, but if they were swingers in the beginning, he knew that. Both of their experiences.
Yes.
I don't want my experience out there.
You got to make that decision when you get with somebody because.
No, damn that.
Wait a minute. You got to make what decision? I got to make the decision that whatever we do going to end up in a book?
Well, no,
I got
to make that decision? No, I was
a surgeon.
Okay, so the decision that you have to make is to trust your partner. They made their millions. No matter whatever she's doing, you got to trust her action, trust her word.
No.
No, fuck that.
You've been with her this long and you don't trust her?
Don't put my business out on the street.
What about them children?
Don't put my business out on the street.
So what's wrong with them?
I don't want nobody knowing my goddamn business.
So I can't tell my story.
You tell your
story. Don't tell my story. Tell what your life was about.
What about the Addams family?
Don't put me in it.
Wendy and Bugsley. Yeah, what about them?
Well, I can't agree.
Don't
with
put
that.
Me in it. If I want my story told, I'll tell it. I don't want nobody telling my story.
So you gonna put me in your story?
Probably not.
So this is the thing.
You're my wife.
So this is the probably thing, though, not. Right? If y'all they married, right? Mm-hmm. Separate.
What about?
Yes. So I'm just saying, like, if you go tell the story while we still basically together, how you gonna tell the story without including
together?
Now if we divorced, okay, and you telling your story and like, bam, but now I gotta come or home or across the street, wherever fuck you live at. Like, I gotta still deal with this on a day to day.
Could they get that money together?
No, you're right. That was
that's
a great idea.
Weird. That's just weird.
She could have brought him in a book and say, well, this was Will's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since they still together, what the fuck?
I got a question. What about Wesley and Bugsley, the Addams family? What about them? Because they all balance their damn.
No, like I said, I don't agree with the whole goddamn thing.
So what about this though? I'm gonna ask you if you agree with this though. Okay. So Son of Liberty said men sacrifice their truth for their family and women don't.
I'm gonna say this. I always wanted a man.
It's hard. That
can keep it real with me. So that's one of my goals in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got no ring on. I get it. Go ahead.
So what you said, I feel like you don't have to. That's your choice. But I feel like if you with me, I want you to be who you are. No matter if
you're
cheating.
So you want me to write a book about your ass while we separated?
No,
it don't matter. It's my I can stand up for everything I've done. I'm taking responsibility for everything that I do in life. I'm willing to take
responsibility.
You
don't see that song.
No, I'm serious.
Sound good. But when we in the bedroom, Florida, whatever.
See, men don't even want to hear that. See, I'm telling you.
The way y'all come on be mad, because y'all want me to do it. I just want you to just, what's for dinner?
That's already done. See, that's normal stuff, you know.
You had cook for the normal kids.
And I cook for
and they get no my goddamn stuff.
I feel you on that.
No,
but baby, I feel you. They get no my goddamn stuff.
I'm going to go ahead with the family.
It's 2023.
Go ahead.
Like I said, man. I'm not putting shit in the book, and don't put me in your book.
Okay.
Why?
I don't.
Why?
Because at first I don't give a shit about what they're going through. I don't give a fuck. So yeah. I really don't. I can care less. With Jada crazy, Will crazy, they fucking kids is crazy. all of them are Jay Nutty.
So he don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck about shit like that. Yeah. But if, like I said, if I was to get a divorce or, you know, I'm in that status, like, look at here. Don't put me in your goddamn book. Leave me the fuck out of it. Go sit down some goddamn where. Talk about something else. I mean, if you that creative, figure out something else to talk about. Just don't put me in the shit.
Yeah.
If I want people to know, I will tell them.
Yeah.
I don't need you telling my story. I don't need you mentioning me shit in your goddamn book. All the furthest it need to go is I was married. You ain't got to put my name into something.
Say I was married to dog.
That's it.
Like, yeah, dog, I was married to dog.
You,
and his birthday came up.
My thing is, if we was married, motherfuckers know who I am. Like, you ain't got to mention my name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know who the fuck you were married to.
This should just seem like a constant onslaught, though. I could be wrong.
I can't stand that shit, man.
I could be wrong. It just
leave that man alone.
It just seemed like a lot.
Oh, if man. You need a couple dollars, it will. I need a couple dollars.
It feel like a whole lot of emasculation.
He slapped the hottest dig on that. I'm gonna get my drink over there.
Will, I need a couple dollars.
I'm gonna end it with this. You have to understand, when you are in a relationship with someone, you are in that mode of adjusting to things that they bring to the table. That's what you're agreeing upon.
No.
When you in, are you not?
No.
That's
are you gonna adjust? Because you don't they really know this person through the situations y'all gonna go through. Okay. So it's learning how to be a chameleon. And you love this person is the reason why. Okay, I'm gonna accept the things and whatever you do that I don't like. I'm gonna learn how to.
That's crazy.
My thing is this here. If that's the case, that ain't everybody's business.
Okay, I get that, but
that ain't everybody. That ain't everybody's business. That's when shit go south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, everybody all up in your shit. That's when
come
shit
on,
goes
Anchor
south.
Man. Come on, tell.
Because the first time somebody getting your shit. I'm going to have a different opinion. He's going to have a different opinion.
True.
You're going to have a different opinion. He's going to have a different opinion.
I agree to that.
And then you sitting back confused, don't know which fucking opinion.
I
want to
know who name on the marquee. Who moved in with who? Who name on the marquee?
Is,
on the deed. On the sign on the dollar. Oh, you moved in with me? Oh,
I'm
moving in with you.
And then we gone. You're not
going to
work for me.
Ain't no I weak. That's what I get. Man, what you coming with you?
I don't need nobody all up in my shit.
Okay. I can take that.
But I don't want nobody all cut.
Why you can't keep it
on? I have
home?
A hard time taking advice from people in the first place.
You touching me.
I'm sorry. Ooh.
Don't be sorry. Be careful. I'm single. Ooh. I told you.
Okay,
that.
My bad.
Don't be touching me. Mine around there. I'm trying to get rid of mine.
They say chugger it is.
It's just my son. That's it.
But Q would tell you, I have a hard time taking advice from people any goddamn
way. Well, you know, Aries think they know everything.
It's not about me knowing everything.
Well, I'm just giving you my experience.
You angry anyway.
It's not about me knowing. I don't know everything.
I hate that shit, though. I hate that shit.
What?
Motherfuckers talking about signs and shit.
I just don't like taking. I have a hard time taking people advice.
And
I
understand that because
you're Aries.
Yeah.
I guess so, huh?
I'm Sagittarius. Was you Capricorn?
Yes.
With him.
That's Gemini.
And I don't even act like a Gemini.
No, I just think.
Yes, you do.
No, my sister's a Gemini.
Because you go extreme to extreme.
That's the fish.
You know?
That's
so
why I'm telling
mad,
you,
you
the
mad,
fish.
Mad.
They up and down. They the scale.
I just
they
think.
They up and down.
No, they're not.
I just
yes,
think.
They
are
my sister's a Gemini. Yes, the scale.
That's Libra.
No,
and the
Gemini.
Fish is Pisces. You just combine.
No, it be up
Pisces
and down.
And
all these are
Gemini.
Okay, but anyway,
go ahead, Q.
We got another comment. Somebody said, "Why does everyone have to hear your truth? If it's yours, keep that shit to yourself."
So let me say
that's
this.
What you said,
okay, let me say this. First of all, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. If that's something you don't want to do, it's like. Y'all online want to always give y'all opinion about why this, why that. Hey, listen, let your truth. What's wrong? Truth. So you must be a liar.
You can't live your truth without writing a book and getting on everybody's interview. You can't
but
live your truth.
I'm a writer. So what if that?
Jada ain't no fucking writer.
Well, she was in the acting
red,
business.
The
so
red, her,
the red table.
The
how
red
you know
table.
That?
That's
see,
it.
Know, everybody want to judge. All. I'm just saying, like she said, why you got to why. Because it's my truth. I get that choice. It's mine. Why do
you
have
that,
a problem?
You get that choice, but when the motherfucker that you putting on blast is supposedly still married to, that's fucked up. That's fucked
see,
up.
See, okay. I guess I'm always
right
on the
there,
opposing
man.
Side. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
I'm always on the opposing
side. This nigga raised his hand, bro.
Lord, I got a hand. I think Diamond bagged up. You know, some women is just bagged up. They need to release in life. You know what I'm saying? They just need to. Yeah, that's what I think. You know,
I'm always and it X-rated. I'm always birthing, baby.
What is birthing now?
What's I didn't say birthing like, birthing like the bag. Like I said birthing. The only way you made it here because somebody birthed you. So I be birthing these jewels.
Is that what you got on your shirt?
No, that's me. Now he want to get down to my gear. Can we break your Detroit Tiger hat down today? We ain't going
to hey, I ain't anyway. Got nothing else to wear because I got a hangover from yesterday from the game. God damn, I know my part.
Okay. I know my problem.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Don't
keep
moving.
I don't think we go. We not gonna come to an agreement on this.
No, keep moving.
I just don't want nobody all up in
my business. I need that Niagara. Go ahead. Y'all
keep moving. And I'm gonna just say, why are you a famous actor if you ain't want nobody in your business? You know this what comes with the territory.
Not my personal life. Don't come with the territory.
What about Taylor Swift with
you don't have to know that. People just want to know.
Yeah, Kelsey.
People just want to know.
Showing up to all the games.
I can care less. Like I said, I don't want you all up in my personal business. Fuck that. I mean,
you're right. You an Aries. I'm agree on the Aries term with him on that. I'm gonna be real because
you ready to sign up? You know he's
because he's showing me that everything I felt about an Aries is right, and even the way he's speaking.
He's sensitive.
How am I speaking?
I'm sensitive.
Y'all just strong. Y'all leader, strong headed. Y'all have. Y'all do like y'all privacy. Don't be all up in my shit. I got that.
I think that's most human beings.
No, it's not.
I don't want you all up in my shit. If
you
I
like that,
if I want you to know,
my privacy. You a famous person. You on podcast.
Okay, I'm famous here, but I don't need you in my house. I don't need you all over my shit.
I was gonna say that he bought it. They don't play about my house.
I had the wrong house anyway.
I don't need you all up in my shit. I don't. Why? What is the purpose? What is the deal with that? Why do you need to know?
There we go. So I gotta read this. Just kind of off what you said. All right. So it said marriage should be above your truth. Everyday women just mad. They swear they own some personal queen type shit. You just another person who opinion.
They need to release.
Damn.
Okay, son.
Damn. I think she bad.
Talking to your ass.
Yeah.
And you the only woman down here, so she.
Yeah, she need an orgasm. Oh, oops.
See, I'm so glad.
My bad.
She said what she said.
It's a dude. It's a dude too.
Yeah.
I could have figured. The way these men act.
I understand what he said too. He said astrology is just a bullshit science.
And
Oh my God! I'm gonna let you have your perspective. Thank you. See the type of person I am.
We agree on that, celebrity. We agree.
No, we don't agree on that. But
she
didn't
need it to be hit from the back. Is what I call it. Yeah.
Hey, listen. This what I'm gonna. Let me. Can you go back to that other question? Because please just let me say something on this question.
Read
it one more time for me, please. All right. So I can break this down.
Marriage should be above your truth, which means basically our marriage should be. You ain't got to put that shit in the book, basically. All right. They swear they own some personal queen type shit. You just another person who opinion don't matter.
Need to be hit from the back.
First of all,
need to release.
First of all,
marriage is just a piece of paper. It's the relationship that makes the bond. I'm just giving you my perspective. If you really want to break it down to us, a marriage should be above truth. Marriage ain't nothing but a made up way for us to put the lawyers and the judge in our business when we divorce. Okay, but the type of person that I am, I was in a situation where. It wasn't about the marriage.
I mean, my bad.
I'm going to say this and I'm going to let it go. Marriage ain't nothing but a piece of paper. So first of all, you need to understand when you talking to a woman, you need to stay in your place and respect them from that point of where you're looking for. You already saying our opinion don't matter. Like, yes, it does. We birth y'all. Come on. I'm going to leave it at that.
I should cut your motherfucking mic off. I'm only gonna leave the mic on because Lowdown sharing that motherfucker.
You birthed
But you ain't gonna. First of all, I'm just gonna say this.
Yes.
You ain't gonna come in this motherfucking basement
and do what?
And say no shit like that.
What real shit that water people want to say?
Treat your woman with respect. If that's what she's giving you.
She gotta get it.
But you ain't gonna tell me. You ain't gonna tell me that we can be in a relationship and I ain't got no motherfucking point of view in that shit.
No, I wasn't saying.
What you say?
Who said the
thoughts? Say that shit again.
We both have perspectives, but I'm the one that respect me because he was saying you just the one with no opinion. Like,
who's the creator of life?
God.
Outside of God, who's the creator of life?
Who was the first man. One?
Man.
Yeah.
You from my rib.
That egg ain't doing shit without no spurs.
Women
are the carriers.
Yeah, the carriers for sure.
But men create life.
Hell yeah. That egg ain't talking about shit without no spurs.
Yeah.
Women carry it and
that's why y'all sticking together.
We create it.
Hey, all y'all sticking together, shout out.
Man,
you mean sticking together like sticking together.
I mean, yeah. After y'all kids, yeah. After man, the man cheery, y'all don't want it no more.
The women carry it and women birth it. Period.
That's why I said birth. I didn't say I created.
I mean, but what's saying the song,
and we birth it, right?
Correct.
That's all
saying
I said.
Saying the song.
You feel right?
Cut the food, take care of these children.
You see, I ain't
there you go.
There you go.
And there you go.
No, I don't want
DMX what the fuck you want from a nigga?
I want a woman with an opinion. Nah, I ain't gonna say all that, nah.
Absolutely.
I do want her to have an opinion.
Yeah, that's why you angry.
I do want her to have an
opinion. They ain't listening to you.
No, they gonna listen. They gonna listen. You can bet that
shit. You hear
shit.
That? He said they gonna. Did y'all ain't catch that? They gonna listen.
They gonna listen. Hey. They just like I'm gonna listen to her too.
I understand.
Okay, I like that.
I'm gonna listen to her too.
Okay, well then she has her.
But y'all gotta get along.
She has her fair share in it.
If you want it to last, y'all gotta get along.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Q. Can I put that? Can I put something in there? Don't knock them up. Get fixed. Don't worry about it. You ain't had no problem. And have your own. That's my okay.
Oh, that's yours.
That's Kim Moore.
I love it. Y'all the best. Y'all the best.
Like I say longevity. Sometimes you gotta.
No, I don't want that longevity.
Thing I need to learn to do because I don't know how to do that in a relationship. I always got something to say, and I tell myself like, shut the fuck up. But it's like it's just something in me.
But you keep running your mouth.
Yes, I'm agree. Like I can.
And you letting them knock you up.
I guess I feel. But no, I agree with him. Like, I do have to work on that. Because it's like, I don't know why I feel like I always
and
have
then
to
you moving them in. And you moving in with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Who name on the marquee?
Yeah, I don't. I'm working on that.
That would do it. And then you bring the cheering in.
Yeah.
The cheering. The St. Jude. Saint I got Jude. That adorable man, blanket.
You,
I got this.
So Liberty talking about you home girl. You said you still drunk.
Yeah. I give him $20 every month. Saint Jude, I got that adorable blanket.
The longevity part of my shit is I know when to shut the fuck up.
I see longevity. And I
y'all
see
do.
How you spell longevity? Why your ring ain't on?
I ain't wore a ring in what, 15, 18 years.
Yeah.
And you've been there 18 years.
I've been married 22 years.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to give him that. I kind of beat up the Aries, but y'all are amazing, and y'all always giving, understanding, and you teaching. Like, y'all got that, you know.
What happened when you were wrong about the sign, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I just say this about signs?
That's why
it depends
like
on what date. So this
see what
I'm
saying? Now you got
no.
The,
can I? I just wanted to
is
tell
it
you.
The rising moon, the closing crescent. Like,
no,
oh,
I mean, and that is so true because at first I was like, okay, this ain't me. But once I found out what my sun sign was and what, you know, my moon sign, my ascending, it breaks it all down. And I feel like, oh, I'm sorry, my knee keep going over there. But it depends on what time you were born and where you were born at. So every Aries is, you got the best Aries and you got the in between and you got the fucked up Aries. So you can kind of tell because every sign
got
that. You know what I'm saying? Every sign got the good, bad, in between. Because they all ain't just good. They all ain't just bad or in between. But you can tell. You got, like, I don't know what I felt about you, but you... I can feel that Aries in you. Like, everybody love you. Everybody wants your opinion. Everybody, you know, like, I get that from a lot of Aries. I deal with.
Won't stop asking me questions.
All day. So I can agree to that. But I ain't no astrologist. I love information. That's all.
Yeah, because my daughter is the complete opposite of me.
And she an Aries.
That's why I call her Adolf Hitler. That little girl is the third rank. She is evil.
Oh, wow.
She got a little bit of Darth Vader.
What is a third rank? Adolf Hitler, what is Third Reich?
Third Reich,
R E I C H.
Oh, so they be champion of the world.
They can learn it.
Yeah, I'm smarter than a fifth grade. I just look like that. But my whole question is, I think she need to go to Oprah.
Oh, yeah, thank
I
you.
Think she talking about somewhere. Thank
yes, I do need know. To go to Oprah. He manifesting that for me.
Yeah,
thank
she
you.
She just had a whole Tamron Hall and Karamo. Yeah, go ahead. Ain't you had something else going on? Yeah, yeah.
No, that's it. It's after 11.
We ain't even finished all the topics, but
thank you for having me over.
Me too. I enjoyed this.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to go around the block one last time before we get out of here, though. It is Monday. Make sure you pull up on my guys over at the Good Vibes Lounge. Man, shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah, Liquor Guy Dwayne. Pull up on my people over there for Monday Night Football. Good Vibes Lounge over there on Harper by Kazoo.
You don't even know where it's at, dude.
Yeah, somewhere over there. I went a couple times. It's next to the White Castle.
Okay. All right.
So pull up on my guys over there, dog. We're going to go around the block one last time, dog, before we get up out of here. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with, dog?
What
I'm going to leave the people with is this here. Keep motherfuckers out your goddamn business, man. I don't give a fuck if you're broke or if you're famous. Because I don't see the point of everybody knowing your shit. That's a waste of fucking time and energy.
You're our family.
You know what I'm saying? Damn them too. They the worst ones to be in your fucking business.
Fuck you first.
Fuck them. I don't want them in my business. If I want you to know, I will tell you. If I don't tell you, stay over there some goddamn way.
They can't. You got a barbecue.
No, damn that. If I want you to know my business, I will tell you.
What about family barbecue? You gonna tell them no? Aunties and cousins? No,
you can
kids.
Come to the family barbecue, but we ain't gotta talk about my personal business.
Yeah, but they gonna ask you, who cooking?
And I'm gonna tell them. That's not personal.
Y'all niggas.
That's not personal business. That's just who's cooking. Okay. You know what I mean? That's not personal.
That's you.
Because you can see me doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can see me doing that from outside.
And it costs you, don't it?
You know what I mean? My thing is, like I said, if I want you to know my business, I will tell you. And if you know my mate and you know my business and you tell it, we gonna have a motherfucking problem if I didn't give you permission to tell my goddamn business.
Hold on, man.
I don't want because once people know your business, they start asking you questions.
No
then
shit.
Then you gotta talk to people. I don't want to do all that bullshit.
What about they miss you? I love you. What about
I don't know.
Ain't no love in the game.
Hey, this nigga fucking the whole segment up.
Yeah, he blowing it.
He fucking the whole segment.
He's blowing.
Cause Diamond Dicks, I left out to go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta finish my segment, man.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta finish my around the block here.
Ain't no love in the ghetto. Go ahead.
But like I said, I don't want people in my business. If I want you to know it, I will tell you. So don't try to pry your way into my business because you might get your feelings hurt. Because I'm gonna say something.
You gonna snap?
Probably.
You got bail money?
I can't stand people keep. Because see, when people in your business, that means they have to ask you questions, and I don't like people asking me a whole lot of motherfucking questions. I despise that shit. I don't like repeating myself. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep asking me the same question over and over again. When people get in your business, you have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You have an agenda. You know what I mean? If you want to get in my personal life, why are you trying to get in my personal life? Why are you asking about my wife? Why are you asking about my kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Why? What's the point? Are you going to fix it? Are you going to fix the problem? I mean, why do you need to know? Period. If I want to get some shit off my chest, let me come confide in you. Don't come asking me about my shit. You know what I mean? If you see my wife and one of my kids flying out the window, they just got on my goddamn nerves.
Who am I there? I'm going to ask, why? You got pent up angry, man. I get it.
You know the answer to that question.
I know that answer.
So there's no need to ask me why one of them came flying out the upstairs.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And don't worry about why. Just need bail money.
Run one of the motherfuckers over in the driveway. You know they didn't got on my
goddamn nerves. I'm done with this shit now. Load out. It's on you, dog. What's your final sentiments, bro? What you want to leave the people with today?
Hey, let me tell you this, though. Oh, well, okay. That's my last one. Then I'm going to give it to the Queen Dada right there. Yeah,
Queen
Dada. Yeah. You know what? All you got to do, just believe in yourself that everything that I tell you is for the best of all of us.
Wow.
And then I went to church and my father's a pastor. I'm gonna put that out there. My father's a pastor. He's down in Alabama. He told me, as long as you can say the Lord's Prayer, our Father that which art in heaven, now I'll let y'all go from there for those that don't read. But just take day by day. And then these children killing it. You know, I got a son up in school, up at King. He in 11th grade. But these children, with that four-year-old got shot the other day. You know what, man? These children, man, we didn't even act like that. All we did was fight. But these children killing each other, man. And with guns with each other in the same house. Okay, hey. Pray for everything. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. There ain't no more I can say.
Diamond Mommy, what you want to leave the people with today, man? What's your final sentiments for
this
today?
This Diamond Mommy, and I'm going to birth y'all with this jewel. Be boundless. You know, once you start putting titles on things, then here we go putting standards on things. So what I'm learning in my life is just to be boundless about whatever I do and whatever to allow. I'm gonna leave y'all with allow. Holla at your girl.
For sure. Tell people where they can find you at too.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitch at Flawless Dima. Flawless Dima. FlawDimaa. Get at her.
For sure. All right, on that note, dog, we in total disagreement in this motherfucker. It's okay.
Yeah, totally. Because I don't know how to spell her diamond, whatever. I went to Osborne and graduated dumb. Yeah.
So we in disagreement on that, though. I understand people can have their truth and shit. That's cool. But once you start, going on a fucking media tour, just like, I ain't even going to say exposing. Like, you talking about a marriage that you still in. I just can't agree with that shit, dog. So I'm
a marriage.
Yeah, a marriage that you still in. Like,
what is a marriage?
A union between two.
Well, why they don't wear their ring?
I mean, a lot of people don't wear rings.
Why? But they have marriage between two. Why they ain't got the ring on? Ain't that, don't y'all see how I do?
Hey, if I keep letting this nigga talk, we're going to get out of here, dog. On that note, we just about to get up out of here, dog.
Why they ain't got that ring on? How anybody know y'all married?
Don't forget to pull up on my guys, dog.
Around the block, baby.
Well, nobody won't flirt with you. Yeah, why the ring at all?
Nigga, we're going to have to go over some rules next time, man. Okay. We're going to go over some rules, nigga, next time. There's a format to this shit.
You just want to leave that out. Okay.
We out of here, dog. We're going to catch y'all next time. Make sure you check out all the replays at eblockradio.com.
Yes,
dog.
Stay up.
That's it, man. We up out here, dog. You already know what it is, man. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
All day.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial, dog. We about this bitch, dog.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.